Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Might be time to start listening. I have a feeling that's a similar sentiment we could echo to another quarterback situation that we've been watching play out for about 2 years now. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Janae Agwemeke going to be back with us in the next hour here. She's making the rounds today. She's over on The Jump. And we're going to have a great time with Janae. She's got a great interview that she did with NBA All-Star Rudy Gobert that we're going to air during the show. Obviously, Rudy Gobert was there when the world shut down last year. He's been a part of a Utah Jazz team that have been number one in our power rankings here on ESPN, having a resurgent season. And so, Janae is off conquering the world, which means we get to hang out with our friend Kelsey Riggs, back with us today, kind enough to join us again. You see her hosting all over the ACC networks, doing sidelines, in play with EJ Manuel every Tuesday night. Going to be at 10 Eastern tonight on after the Duke-Georgia Tech basketball game that's going to be on ESPN Radio and the ACC Net. And Kelsey, we've got you back here this time without any breaking news. Kelsey was here with us during the Tiger Woods news that broke last week, everything surrounding that. And so we get to kind of relax automatically now.
I feel like I've been counting down the minutes ever since 3:30, because that's about the time we realized last Tuesday when I was here what was going on with Tiger, and that everything that we had planned, all the fun stuff, we were throwing it out the window because obviously that was the news of the day. So I've been counting it down to see if I was, you know, the curse of the show where there was going to be more breaking news today. And obviously since last Tuesday, I'm glad that we've got good news since then on Tiger. And Mike, nothing breaking right now, so we could have a little fun.
We do, and I am very excited about this, because one of the things we scrapped last time, and Kelsey, you've been the talk of ESPN Radio for about a week now, because for anyone that doesn't know Kelsey, and Kelsey's, again, been around here for the last couple of years, has been doing a great job covering the ACC Net. You've heard her on ESPN Radio before as well around here. But Kelsey also has a secret. She has kept hold of... Kelsey, how many would you estimate notes from your childhood? And this is from middle school all the way on through love notes, notes that were passed in class, like a guesstimate. How many notes would you say are in shoeboxes in your closet right now?
I mean, there are at least 5-6 shoeboxes full of notes, and they are all just pushed, packed down as far as you can get. So, I mean, there's got to be easily hundreds, which I was thinking about it, like, did I need to figure out a way to explain myself? I mean, you know, I've already had my 10-year anniversary from high school. Why do I still have, like, do we have to deep dive into why I still have these? The short answer is every year through college and through moving my first jobs, it was always like, oh no, mom and dad, you know, I have this little tiny apartment. You guys keep it. You keep it in your house. You keep it. And then I move up here and have a house and no kids. And they're like, well, here, now you take it. You have room for it. And at that point, do you just throw it away? I'm too sentimental at this point, Mike. We're stuck.
Well, it is. And the problem is they're also too good. So in about 40 minutes, we're going to read some of these. Kelsey and I have been talking about doing this segment probably since we met for the better part of the last 2 years in bringing this to light. So we are going to do game notes, as we're going to call them, with Kelsey Riggs coming up in about 40 minutes around here. Very excited about
that. I'll be sweating it out until then, and so will all of my ex-boyfriends.
Yes, I'm going to say, everyone get ready, because I don't know. I haven't seen these notes in particular. I let Kelsey pick these out, and so... very excited, but you're right. There are some people that if they're driving around listening to ESPN Radio or watching on ESPN Plus, brace for impact, fellas.
Right. We'll see what happens. There will be no names that are actually said on air.
Yes, I was going to say, all names have been changed to protect the identity of the parties involved.
There you go.
Janae Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. So Mike Golic Jr., Kelsey Riggs hanging out with us today. And in the meantime, before we get to game notes, before we get to some of what's coming up later on ESPN Radio, because we are now nearing the end of the regular season in college basketball, there's so many interesting angles to that, as Blue Bloods have suffered in a lot of instances this year and really fallen behind. Before we get to all that, Kelsey, I have to ask you a very important question.
Okay, I'm ready.
Are you ready to join me aboard the James Harden MVP train in the NBA right now?
You know what? I'm not just saying this because I'm looking directly at you and on your show. Mike, I am. I'm ready. Yes. I'm on board. I'm part of, you know, I feel like you're the conductor and I am right now maybe the second or third passenger on the train. But I feel like as we continue to go further and further along in this NBA season, people are going to realize that they wish that they were number one or number two on this bandwagon, because I think it's got a lot of juice behind it.
I think it does. So, and we've seen now last night they go and do something that the Brooklyn Nets hadn't done in a while. Going on the road and winning at San Antonio had been a bit of a bugaboo for them. And so they finally do it. James Harden has a 30-point triple-double with no turnovers. An unbelievably efficient night. That's been a string. It's now his seventh triple-double since joining the Nets. And Kelsey, you're right to get on this now. This is kind of like Heat Island a few years ago, where soon I'm going to close the doors. Right now, you're in a first-class seat on here. And it feels like a lot of people have still been holding on to what happened in Houston, saying he hadn't been here long enough or done enough. But I don't know at this point how much more we need to see from the number one team in the East, and one that, with the Lakers injured and banged up right now, looks like it's in pole position, because they don't even have what could be the best player, even if he's not the MVP candidate, in Kevin Durant right now.
And you know what? With the people that are holding on to Houston, it just makes a even more interesting storyline, because guess what? We get to see him go play Houston next in their next game. So that's going to be really exciting. But you mentioned the no turnovers, Mike. I mean, yeah, what, his seventh triple-double since joining the Nets. But the fact that he had no turnovers is what stands out to me even more. I mean, their loss on Saturday, he had six, and he comes out and says, I've got to do a better job. I've got to take better care of the basketball. So to see the numbers that he put up, and then also the way that he was able to distribute the ball and take care of it and make a conscious effort. Hey, I've got to get this ball in the right hands, pay attention to what I'm doing when I'm passing, so I'm not giving away points, and to say it and then to go do it and make that turnaround so fast. I mean, and also just a casual triple double for the seventh time this season. No big deal.
To star in overtime, and you're right, how fast this has all happened, I think should start becoming an asset to the argument for James Harden's MVP candidacy. So many people have said, well, there's a bunch of mitigating reasons why, when you look at what LeBron James has done, when you look at what Joel Embiid and the 76ers have done through the course of this year, why we should reward what they've done over the entirety of the season versus this from Harden. But you know this, to come in and drop someone into the middle of this situation with Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, who are in and out of the lineup, Kevin Durant out with that hamstring right now, still going to be past the All-Star break, to be able to microwave success like this and to do it at such a level, A, that game against Houston is going to hurt in ways that I don't know if Houston fans are going to be willing to talk about at parties, but it just seems like more and more of, all right, he bet on himself and won, but I don't know if any of us could have seen results this top-end successful coming this quickly.
And like you said, to drop him into the mix, there's not a lot of times where you see it happening and actually working, and then working this fast, to have those other superstars around him. And you look at his numbers, what he's done this year versus his last couple of seasons with the Rockets, or even his MVP season. And yeah, he's not scoring as many points, but he's doing a lot of the other things that he wasn't doing in Houston that he was getting criticized for. And now we're seeing it, and we're seeing the results pay off for James Harden. I'm definitely on the bandwagon with you.
God,
I don't even think it's a bandwagon. I think people should just be on it. I mean, these are the facts. He should be in the conversation.
I agree. And listen, we're not saying he should be above LeBron James or Joel Embiid
yet.
Oh,
jinx. Wow, that was weird.
See, this is what happens when you jump on the Harden for MVP train. You immediately link up with everyone else on here, because we understand and see things that everyone else needs to get behind right now. And honestly, if you want to make yourself some money, I'm pretty sure it was like plus 5,000 the MVP odds for Harden right now. So easy money to scoop up if you're looking for it. Now, ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. We also have something else going on today that I want to get into with everybody, because I saw our own Field Yates bring this up and tweet this earlier. Reggie Bush turns 36 today. Mm-hmm. Field posted Reggie's highlight reel. Kelsey, Reggie Bush, the best college football player I've seen with my own two eyes in my lifetime, what he put up. But as much as anything, it's because he just embarrassed people out there. He was a human highlight factory. He always made those kind of plays. And so I asked everyone earlier today at Mike Golic Jr. on Twitter, what's the most memorable highlight reel play you've ever seen in person? 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. Want to hear from you. The most memorable play that you saw in person, that you were in the stadium for. Now, Kelsey, you've been covering sports. You were covering sports in Carolina for a long time, around the Panthers, plenty of teams down there. Obviously, you've been a part of big-time moments at the ACC Network with all of Clemson's success, the national titles they've been at. So is there anything that sticks out to you that you can think of right off the bat of a highlight play that you've seen in person?
When you think of the best highlights, I'm so deep into basketball season right now. The first thing that came to mind for me was when I got to see Zion play in person for the first time in the ACC tournament, when they played North Carolina. And so that was an incredible game. Getting to see him dunk for the first time, just getting to actually see in person what I had been watching all year long and calling the highlights of. Zion is the first one that comes to mind for me. For me, it's about the moments too, Mike. Like, there's just so many. I've been so lucky in my career, like you said, to cover so many different sports, so many different games, and especially starting in local news, everything from high school football to college to NASCAR to golf, a little bit of everything. So I think a lot about the moments. Zion was definitely a bucket list, just getting him to see him play, not just at Duke, but taking on Carolina. And that was super special.
To be a part of that rivalry,
yeah,
at the magnitude that he was, the player that he was, that's a great place to start on this. So 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN, the best highlight reel play that you saw in person. We'll get to plenty of those as the day goes along. I've heard some great examples.
You've got some good
Twitter
ones too, yeah.
I can say, we got some video to roll later here because Kelsey came prepared today. Again, we felt like we shortchanged her on the experience last time, and so we want everyone to get to know Kelsey Riggs here today, and we believe we've got the tools to do it. But coming up next, does Dak Prescott have the tools to stick it to Dallas in a way that few players have had the ability to or the willingness to do in the past? Should Dak play if the Cowboys franchise him again? We'll get to that next. Chinay and Golic Jr., Kelsey Riggs filling in with us today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chinay and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Got a big one coming up tonight on ESPN Radio. Duke and Georgia Tech squaring off. You're going to be able to hear that on ESPN Radio and see it on the ACC Network. That's also where you see our host right now with us, Kelsey Riggs, kind enough to join us in here. You see her all over the ACC Network, hosting, doing great work around college basketball, sidelines during college football season. You can check out In Play with her and EJ Manuel after that game coming up in a little bit. Kelsey, I keep forgetting now, two regular season games left for Duke, this and Carolina, before we get started with conference tournament play, which is insane.
It's crazy. First of all, let me say, I don't know what to do with like my face or anything when you're introducing me, because I'm so used to being the person that's introducing people. So as you're saying what I do, I'm like, I don't know what to do with my hands right now, because usually I'm the one that's rattling off these things about someone. Yes, I am pumped for this game. I'm so excited we have it on ACC Network too. I know we're going to get into it in a little while, but I mean, it's hard to believe that the regular season's coming to a close, and there are so many, not just in the ACC, but so many teams that are on the bubble or right there in the mix to make the NCAA tournament that normally would be a lock to get in. So I think it makes this time of the year even more exciting than it normally is as we get ready for March Madness.
It's crazy to sit here and Joe Lunardi in his bracket bunker talking about Duke needing to win three of their last four to get into the tournament right now. And that was before the loss to Louisville there. So plenty to get into there. We've got Kelsey's expertise that we're going to lean on here in about 10 minutes. We've also been asking people, 888-729-3776. It's Reggie Bush's 36th birthday. One of the most impressive highlight reel players I've ever seen. We want to know the best highlight reel play you've seen in person. The one that you've been there and saw right there. And so we want to go to you. Let's go to Tim in Jersey. Tim, you're on Chinay and Golic Jr. What's the best highlight play you saw in person?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Big fan. It's got to be the 2003 ALCS Aaron Boone walk-off home run on the hanging knuckleball by Wakefield. I was out in the bleachers. Unreal experience.
You know what, Kelsey, it's so interesting to think about baseball in all this, because obviously most of the conversation we have about baseball tends to be about the sport dying and stuff like that, but it does exciting moments in a way few other sports can.
I mean, walk-off anything, especially walk-off home run, and it doesn't even have to be. He said it's in the playoffs there. It doesn't even have to be in the playoffs. When something like that happens, it is such an incredible moment, especially when you get to see it firsthand.
Incredible. Let's try one more. Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on the show. What's your highlight moment you saw in person?
Thanks, guys, for taking my call. Mine was the 4th and 12, Andy Dalton touchdown pass to Tyler Boyd to knock out the Ravens and put the Bills in for the first time in years. It was awesome.
I forgot about that. What a cool moment, because now we take for granted that the Bills are really good here and that Christine Lisi, our great SportsCenter update anchor, gets to celebrate and enjoy her team doing well. But that moment, because remember after that, Andy Dalton's charity also got flooded with money by Bills fans who were so appreciative of the moment.
That Bills Mafia group is something else. I mean, we saw it again this year with Lamar and the backpacks and all those things. What they do is incredible, and I think just like to have not just the moments like that, Mike, but the fan base behind you when you do have a moment that gets behind it is so cool.
It's unbelievable. So keep those coming. here on Chenay and Golic Jr. 888-729-3776. 888-SAY-ESPN. Favorite sports highlight moment that you were there for in person. But right now it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And Kelsey, we've been hearing a lot about the quarterback carousel this offseason. Mm-hmm. And we've been so caught up in Deshaun Watson, what happened with Matthew Stafford, everything with the quarterbacks that are still in their current spot. Russell Wilson added to that. Dak Prescott, still sitting out there, unsigned, coming off of that franchise tag last year. We've got till March 9th when that tag window closes. And we were talking about this earlier. The idea of what we saw in the past from someone like Le'Veon Bell, who was franchise tagged by the Steelers and said, I'm not playing, sat out that entire season. Is that a road Dak Prescott should start to consider? Because we still haven't seen any movement on this, and it feels like we're looking at the possibility of back-to-back tags, about $37 million. But, Kelsey, if you're Dak Prescott, if you're someone in his circle, are you looking at him and saying it's time we really stick it to him and consider sitting the season out?
Could and should, I think, are different. Like, will he? I don't know that I actually think he will. Should he? I wouldn't mind seeing him say, yeah, let's start thinking about this, especially Mike, just after last year. Like, if I'm Dak, I can't separate the fact that we couldn't come to an agreement last year. I got tagged and then I got hurt. And now we're in this position again. We're still going back and forth about whether we can get this long-term deal done. Am I going to get tagged again? What's going to happen? I mean, if I'm him, I'm still angry about last year and that you didn't take care of me and then I got hurt. Sure. I mean, it's hard to say you didn't take care of me when you're playing for a $31 million franchise tag. I get it, but that's not what you want. You want the long-term deal. You want to know that you're stable there. You want to know that they're bought in for the long-term, which obviously they don't want to let him go. They don't want him to hit the market. But if I'm him, I'm still not over the fact that it happened last year. And I'm like, can we do this? Like, can we figure this out already?
I think that's what's at the core of this year. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise, is the idea of disrespect right now.
Right.
How much one person's willing to tolerate in that situation. So coming up next, let's stick with that. How much should the disrespect impact what happens next? We'll tell you what one of our great ESPN NFL analysts had to say about that, and we'll get you ready for what's coming up later. The fate of Duke basketball coming down to regular season and conference tournament action. And it all gets started tonight. We'll do that after this word from Omaha Steaks. Whew. All right, now, this is basically a read tailor-made for my lifestyle. When it comes to flavor, tenderness, and value,
okay,
I could build my church on those three rocks right there.
I hear you.
No one's going to come close to Omaha Steaks. Try the Butcher's Best Sellers Grill Pack. It's going to include four of their iconic filet mignons, four extra ultra-juicy burgers, and four savory pork chops, desserts, and so much more. And Kelsey, it would only be right that if you type in Golic into the search bar when you visit Omaha Steaks website,
what's going to happen?
You're going to get four free chicken breasts and four more delicious burgers for free.
Wow.
The name Golic getting you free meat sounds like it is the easiest bet in the entire world.
On brand.
Yes, the brand is extremely strong on this one. So again, go to omahasteaks.com. Type the keyword Golic into the search bar and order the Butcher's Bestseller Pack today. And don't forget, when you type Golic into the search bar, you're going to get four free chicken breasts and four burgers for free. That's at omahasteaks.com, keyword Golic in the search bar. Dak and disrespect, how much should he tolerate? Next, here on Chenay and Golic Jr., Kelsey Riggs filling in with us on ESPN Radio.
Chenay and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Folks, you're going to want to strap in about 10 minutes for what we finally get to. Preparation meets opportunity. And childhood love notes making their way onto national radio. Chenay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. Chenay Igwumike going to be back with us here in the 5 o'clock hour. She's been off doing the jump today. We got her great interview with Rudy Gobert, NBA All-Star, that's coming up at 5:30 Eastern. But Kelsey Riggs, kind enough to join us today and kind enough to bare her soul, host on the ACC Network, and catch her coming up tonight on In Play with EJ Manuel after the Duke-Georgia Tech game that we'll get to. Going to bare her soul with these love notes on here. Kelsey, getting nervous yet?
I'm starting to sweat. When we come back next time, I probably won't have this jacket on anymore.
There we go. She, you know what, prep, she's getting prepared. This is going to be a lot. I have not heard these, and so I'm very excited. Kelsey's got an extended vault of love notes, notes passed in school from her childhood.
Yeah.
And we're going to read some on air because that feels like a good idea, and we're going to try and stick with that. Bad ideas are what we were just talking about with Dak Prescott. The Cowboys continuing to push their luck with a quarterback we all look at and see as a franchise caliber guy. They have not treated him that way. And one of our analysts, ESPN NFL analyst and former NFL quarterback, Dan Orlovsky went on NFL Live, on Monday on Get Up, and talked about the Cowboys and the Dak Prescott disrespect.
Everybody has sat on here and told me I hate Dak Prescott because he played for the Cowboys on the cheap and he outperformed where he was drafted in his contract. That's 100% valid. So at the end of the day, we got 8 days left till you have to make a decision as an organization of what your potential plans for me are in the future. If I find out that you are calling another team and trying to see how realistic it is to acquire that quarterback, and you're going to use me as a chip to go get him, there is a 0% chance that I'm ever going to play for you again. There's a 0% chance that I want to sign a long-term deal with you because you're telling me everything I need to know, that although I'm right in front of you, you're always going to be flirting with somebody else. And at the end of the day, the money is great. But self-respect and you showing me that you're in this together with me and you want to be matters just as much.
And Kelsey, that flirtation that we talked about with Russell Wilson putting the Cowboys on that list of teams as agents game to Adam Schefter, we talked about that. We have seen instances, I have seen instances at plenty of bars where a guy is there and his eye starts to wander and you end up getting slapped in those instances if you're not loyal with who you came with. So,
and you know what else happens? People start writing notes about you and they talk about you and then they read them on air when something like that happens.
God, Kelsey's ex-boyfriend, brace for impact here in about 10 minutes. So, Dallas, if you don't want to end up like an ex-boyfriend having notes from Dak Prescott posted on his locker with the next team he signs with, you'd probably get right and just end this now. But if we've been saying that for 2 years, I don't feel great about it happening in the near future here. Now, Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Kelsey Riggs, as I mentioned, great host over on the ACC Network, been with us for a couple of years now. And Kelsey, you have been living and breathing college basketball for the last couple of months here. You've been all over the coverage on this, half times, everything in between. And so now we're getting down to the end of it. We've got two regular season games left before the ACC tournament gets going. And we've got a big one tonight, Georgia Tech and Duke on ESPN Radio, on the ACC Network. How did we get here, Kelsey, to where the Duke Blue Devils, this blue chip program that we're also used to, not so far removed from the Zion Williams era in college basketball, is now scrambling, according to Joe Lunardi, just to be a team that sneaks into the NCAA tournament?
It's crazy, right? I think it's the product, A, of this year, Mike, and a lot of different things. I mean, you see it across college basketball when there weren't as many non-conference games that teams could schedule. And so you don't maybe have the strength of schedule that you would have. You've missed games. You've not been able to make them up. And all of a sudden, you're looking at teams that are normally the blue bloods that are just trying to play their way in. I mean, right now, Joe Lunardi has Duke on the outside looking in. They're the first four out, and then Georgia Tech just moved into the bracket this week. So this game tonight is huge for both of these teams. Then you think, Duke, okay, are they really not going to make the tournament? Well, if they lose tonight, there's potentially a chance that some of these guys could play in the NBA. You never know, as we just heard from right there. But if they don't win tonight, then you're going to look at that North Carolina Duke game on Saturday. And it's going to be interesting on a whole nother level because obviously, to me, that is the greatest rivalry maybe in all of sports, definitely in college sports, Duke, Carolina. And it's usually interesting for reasons like, oh, we've got Zion or this prospect or, oh, you know, we're getting to see two tournament teams. You're getting to see two teams Saturday potentially with everything on the line trying to make it to the tournament. So this game against Georgia Tech is going to be a huge one. And then getting to see Duke Carolina on Friday as well is going to be really interesting.
We talked about this earlier in the year when Duke and Carolina met, both of them not being ranked at that point and what a weird first that was in the rivalry.
Yeah.
But plenty of motivation going into this weekend. But I'd ask you this too, because we're also getting to the point now where we know this tournament's going to be a big moneymaker. Not having the tournament last year, you were covering the ACC tournament when things shut down. When it comes down to it, and it's Duke on the bubble versus some, you know, two-loss team from a Group of Five conference from one of those other smaller schools, are we looking at a world where Duke's probably getting a little bit of that brand name bump in all this? Are they going to get some preferential treatment because of the name on the front of the jersey?
I think it's hard to argue with the fact that if your name on the front of your jersey says Duke, says Carolina, says some of these, you know, blue blood programs, that you're not going to get the benefit out of the doubt. You know, Kentucky, someone like that. Does the NCAA committee want these teams in? Of course they do. So if we're looking at a Duke or a Carolina that's sitting there on the bubble versus someone else, I think it's hard to argue that you wouldn't get a little bit of maybe a nudge in the right direction. And both of these teams, when you look at Duke and Carolina, are playing better now than they have been lately. So that certainly helps their case. But, Mike, they still have a long way to go if they're hoping to, A, make it in the tournament, and then, B, want to make any kind of run like you're used to seeing.
And that starts tonight. So, again, Duke and Georgia Tech squaring off. You're going to hear it on ESPN Radio. You're going to see it on the ACC Network. Tune in, college basketball. That matchup coverage is beginning at 7:30 p.m. Eastern right here on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. We're going to take you all the way up into that, and we're going to do it in style. Coming up next segment, we're going to get back to some of the biggest highlight plays we've seen in person. Kelsey Riggs getting up close and personal with some game action on a sideline from back in the day.
Yeah.
And the love notes that we have been waiting for on here. Game notes with Kelsey Riggs coming up next here on Chenea and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. And we're going to do it after this word from Body Armor. Now, let Body Armor Light help you achieve your fitness goals this year. Body Armor Light is the low-cal sports drink hydrating your active lifestyle. It's got no artificial sweeteners, no sugar added, and only 20 calories per 16-ounce bottle. And it comes in delicious flavors: peach mango, tropical coconut, strawberry lemonade. It's unbelievable. Body Armor Light, keeping you hydrated during your workouts and your busy day. And from now until April 30th, buy $20 of any Body Armor product and earn $10 in fitness cash towards select fitness retailers nationwide. Learn more at bacommittofit.com. That's bacommittofit.com. Game notes, Kelsey Riggs, next here on Chenea and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chenea and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, Chenea is going to make her triumphant return to the show. She's been killing it over on the jump. Chenea Igwumike, our star, Los Angeles Sparks legend. And yes. I'm going with that. Coming back with us in the next hour. Chenea and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio, though, is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Some of them are friends. Come and join us in studio. Kelsey Riggs from the ACC Network.
Yes.
See her all over the place covering ACC hoops, sidelines of college football, in play with EJ Manuel. Going to be on tonight at 10 after the Duke-Georgia Tech game. But you also are going to get to know her on a different level here.
That's right.
We have been talking about game notes with Kelsey Riggs for a while now. Kelsey, again, you would estimate, what, hundreds of handwritten notes from your childhood sitting in shoeboxes in your home right now?
I would. I am not proud of it. They are there. I'm a sentimental person, Mike, and every time I've gone to throw them away, I'm like, they're just taking up space. I don't need to get rid of them right now. And here we are. I didn't get rid of them, and now we have a reason, because I don't think I have ever seen you this excited.
This is the most excited I've been in a while around here. Kelsey is going to be brave and read some of these notes on air. Again, I have not seen these yet. She has handpicked them for this show. We are going to do the segment called Game Notes with Kelsey Riggs that I am praying to God becomes a regular thing around here on ESPN Radio. But before we do that, we've been having a conversation all day. It's Reggie Bush's 36th birthday, and we want to get back to your calls, 888-729-3776, 888-SAY-ESPN. The best highlight you've seen in person, the best highlight reel moment you've seen in person. And Kelsey, we want to play yours on ESPN Plus right now for people watching. And I want you to explain this as the video comes up. This is you covering high school football, correct?
Yeah, this is me covering high school football, Dillon High School, which, I mean, they are just a powerhouse. And I am the one behind the camera that you will see on the sidelines right here. Just get absolutely crushed. What happens is, we're rewinding it now so that you can see it again. This is going to give you two views. This gives you the view that my friend had as well as the view I had. You'll notice this player comes right into me, knocks the camera out of focus. He hits me so hard. And then, Mike, one of my favorite things about this video, now that I have lived to tell about it, are the cheerleaders behind me and their faces, because you see me just get crushed by this guy and they are just devastated for me.
They're horrified. And for anyone not watching this on ESPN Plus, go run now to get there. But just imagine, I mean, we saw Laura Rutledge not too long ago, our ESPN NFL host, get taken out on a Georgia sideline. This is on par with that, Kelsey, but you pop right back up. There was no shame. There was no shame in that moment. You pop right back up and ready to go.
I mean, I did not hardly get out of bed the next day, but in that moment, the pride was bigger than anything that I felt when that guy basically tackled me while I was standing. It wasn't his fault. I should have moved. I couldn't move fast enough. Now, if there's anybody within 10 feet of me, I sprint.
There we go. Kelsey Riggs. Agile, mobile, hostile on a sideline near you.
Something like that.
Chenea and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Kelsey Riggs hanging out with us today. You survived that moment right here.
I did.
And so, Kelsey, reading these love notes on air, should be a breeze
right now. It should, right?
If we've got a little bed, we can get up here right now. Kelsey's going to take us on a journey through time, through space, through her childhood in a segment we're calling Kelsey's Game Notes. These are handwritten notes given to her in her childhood. She's going to read to us now. I'm going to get out of your way, Kelsey, here. Just take this. Take
no,
as
you
much
better
time
come
as you
here
need.
And hold my hand through this whole process, Mike, because we were walking through this together. This, we're going to start off in, I believe it was eighth grade, Mike, and just to kind of set the scene for people. This is from one of my girlfriends in eighth grade who, you know, starts off by writing, "I'm writing you this other note because I ran out of room on the other one. What boy do you hate the most? Mine is Dan." His name's not really Dan, but that's what we're saying.
Name or
Dan. "I absolutely hate him. He gets on my nerves." See, what had happened was when I was in class reading and the class goes, "That's a paragraph," when it really wasn't. And then the teacher explained why it was not the end of the paragraph. So when the paragraph was over, I said, "That is a paragraph." Dan goes, "Shut up. He gets on my nerves." That's eighth grade. That's what eighth grade looks like.
That is eighth grade. So on the cusp of womanhood heading into high school right there.
We're talking about what boys we hate the most.
Dan, as we're talking about here. Again, doesn't understand paragraphs.
Things get a little more intense when we go to ninth grade.
Oh, boy.
This is from a guy. And we're just going to start right in the middle of it because that feels like a good place to start with. "I love you and I wouldn't say anything bad about you. And if I did, I did not mean it. I don't know what we are right now. I guess talking, and I don't really know how you feel about me. I guess you still like me. I just don't know. I don't want to ruin anything. I feel the way that I do. I love the way everything is right now, and I hope we continue talking. But if we don't, I want to be as close as we can and as we have always been. I just think I need you in my life and as a friend, a best friend, haha, if not a girlfriend, haha." This probably sounds so silly, and now that I reread it, it definitely does. But I'm going to give it to you anyways. "You just signed on and off on me, and now I feel real great." For people that don't know what that's like, that's back in the instant messenger days where you could see that's kind of like when the bubbles pops up on the text messages now and then they go away.
That's the three-dot feeling from
that's
hell
the
right
feeling.
There. Kelsey,
so,
first off, ninth grade, and the guy leads with an "I love you" here, and then later on, cops to not knowing what you are. I am on a roller coaster through what feels like a hellish friend zone experience for that guy. Absolutely feeling for him here. Chanae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio. Kelsey Riggs Game Notes with us here at Kelsey Riggs on Twitter is where you can get her there. Kelsey, do we have another note here? Where are we at in the timeline now? We've been to eighth grade, ninth grade.
Yeah, I'm taking off the jacket now almost because I'm sweating as we're getting to, I think this is 10th grade now, Mike. I mean, my gosh.
This
because
is grown-up stuff now.
I did, in fact, in ninth grade, that was my boyfriend for a little while, and we broke up. But as he said, we were going to be friends no matter what, because that's what, you know, we said, like, who in sports would you write a love note to? Like, some people in sports, you'd be friends with them forever. You wouldn't want them to go away, right? Well, guess what? When you go away, the next boyfriend doesn't like that if they don't go all the way away. So this takes us to 10th grade where it says, "I'm sorry, but I can't just drop it. I don't like y'all to talk. I wish you could see it my way so you would understand. I'm sorry. I'm just going to be upset whenever I find out that y'all have been talking. So when you can tell something's wrong, don't even bother asking me because I'm not going to tell you. I've been in a horrible mood about it. I don't know why it's so important to you. Either you talk to him and you make me upset or you don't and you make him upset. There is no way around it. Every time I say something about him, all you do is deny it and stand up for him. Are we talking about Dak Prescott and what's going on right now back and forth? I mean, this just transcends my 10th grade year, I feel like, Mike."
It is unbelievable the parallels that exist between love, relationships, and franchise quarterbacks here. Kelsey, I'm not going to lie. I am impressed at the amount of guys you just kept in the orbit in high school.
And feels, I like to be friends with everybody, and maybe that's my problem.
How are you feeling after all this? Does that feel cathartic? Are you nervous?
I'm feeling nervous. I'm feeling like I'm ready to take this jacket off. Cathartic, maybe a little bit. You know, this is something you and I have been talking about for a long time. We finally got it out there. We got game notes out there. Maybe this is time to throw the notes away now. Is this where we're at?
I don't think so, because I think we're going to need to go back to the well on this one. Kelsey, I hope you don't get any text messages from anyone that maybe recognizes those correspondents.
Names redacted. Hopefully everybody forgot about it.
Exactly. Just let it all go by. We definitely won't clip this and put this out on
That's
Twitter.
That's the difference with now text messages. I mean, these are paper ones. They're here forever. People don't know what it's like to walk through the hallways and have to hand your girlfriend or your boyfriend a note. in the hallway and not just have that immediate text message.
It's a different kind of read receipt.
We're
Kelsey,
so old.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Everyone, check her out tonight on In Play after Duke Georgia Tech. This is awesome. We made it finally come
to life. We did.
Janae is going to join us back here on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.